automatic bolt to the list. 'Cause I'm still getting used to this broken heart thing.
Time to forget you, never mind. But the way you up and said goodbye might just drive me crazy. You never cried and slammed the door. You've never not picked up before. But tonight I'm adding more to the list, 'cause I'm still getting used to this broken heart thing, sitting in the dark thing, smiling while I'm falling apart thing, pictures and hallways, hearing a song play.
It's New Country, 93.5. I'm not sure how we got onto the topic of longest work friend, but hey, here we are now.
Well, I just find that nowadays, especially people going from job to job, not that it's a bad thing, but you kind of lose those lifelong friendships because you're not staying at the same job for, you know, 20, 30, 40 years.
You know what's sad? I just thought about that when you said that.
What?
I've had, I've worked for two different outlets.
That's not sad at all. Good for you.
In the last, 16 plus 12? That's 28 years. Two.
That's not sad. That's okay.
Okay, but I have no friends out of those two.
Oh, that's sad.
Isn't it?
That's really sad.
Isn't that crazy?
Also, excuse me.
What am I doing? No. No, I'm your friend. Yeah, I'm your friend too.
Oh, good.
We're friends.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's nice. Okay. Longest work friend coming up.
Yeah, I've been throwing down the whiskey. I ought to get my money back. Someone said it drowns a memory. Oh, but it ain't doing jack. Yeah, I've been sipping, I've been buzzing, shooting doubles like it's nothing. All but nothing makes you go away. I need something you prove.
routine. Let New Country wake you up every morning on your smart speaker. And you won't even have to ask. New Country 93.5.
If I was your drink, I'd get you buzzing and remembering things. Thinking about us, and girl, if I was your radio, I'd play our song every hour on the hour all night long. If I was your church, I would preach on forgiveness. If I was your phone, I'd call me out the blue. If I was your town, I'd be nothing but red lights, turning them tails into headlights. But girl, if I were you, I'd pedal down that Mustang and I'd never. If I could go back, I swear to God I'd do it different than that. Turns out your mama was right, yeah, you can do better, and it's gonna haunt me forever. But girl, if I were you, I'd pedal down that Mustang and I'd never look back. Pour gasoline on everything and strike that match. Get a cover-up tattoo, put me in that review. Yeah, girl, if I were you, my name, I'll bet the sky, get baptized in that goodbye rain. Heaven knows I can't undo all the hell I put you through. Yeah, girl, if I were you, I'd lead me through. I'd lead me through. But girl, if I were you, I'd pedal down.
Toronto's New Country 93.5. And if you miss any of this little program, don't worry. Oh, we got you covered. We put everything together in a little podcasty form wherever you do your podcasty things.
Yeah, it's company on demand. So whenever it works for you to have a listen, it's all about you and your convenience and your time. You can find the podcast. Just search The Casey Clark Show through Apple and Spotify.
Interesting, if you go to work right now and you look around and somebody asks you, so who's the longest friend you have at work? And you can look at that two different ways. Maybe your longest friend that you've met at work, you're still in contact, mm-hmm. but you don't work with them anymore. Or somebody at work right now that you work with all the time.
Yeah, I was just thinking of my parents. And you know what? They taught in the same school district for basically their entire careers, about 30 plus years for both of them. And they met a lot of wonderful mm-hmm. friends and colleagues that I even know to this day, and spent a lot of time with them, maybe played, you know, soccer or golf these teacher friends too. And I just think, like, I don't have that, and I don't know if a lot of the younger generations do, because we're kind of getting accustomed to jumping from job to job now. Not that that's a bad thing necessarily, but we're not having those lifelong relationships and friendships in the workplace anymore.
Sidebar, was it weird growing up that your parents' friends were also teachers, and then you would see the teachers outside of school environments?
I honestly don't think it was that weird, because I didn't get to know them super duper well when I was younger, if that made sense. Like, I definitely remember once I had my driver's license, like, picking my mom up at the bar with her teacher friends, but they weren't teaching me at that time because I was long out of school. Yeah. So any sort of quote unquote bad behavior that the teacher friends were engaging in, I didn't know about it until I was much older.
Okay.
So it didn't really affect me that much.
I was just wondering, like in elementary, all of a sudden you saw your elementary school teacher or a school teacher from your elementary school, right, maybe not necessarily yours,
yeah,
all of a sudden hanging out with your mom, you're like,
yeah,
how does that work?
No, I just think it became a part of my life.
Because you were surrounded by teachers.
Yeah, it was just very normal to me.
Yeah, because I know as a kid, when anytime you saw your teacher outside of the classroom, you'd like, or off school
off
grounds,
campus, yeah,
you'd be like, what is going on?
It's like seeing a dog walk on its hind legs.
Yeah, you're like, this doesn't make any sense to me. You're at the grocery store. What? I don't know what to do. Hide. You know what I mean?
I know, and my friends were like that, and they were almost like that with my parents.
Oh, I bet, yeah.
But it was just such a part of my life.
Yeah. Okay, just interesting. Yeah, I kind of went down that road a little too, but I was just curious about that.
Yeah.
But having work friends, Todd, we're asking you, like, the longest one you have, and again, it could be you're working with them currently or not. What do you think?
Well, I worked with a guy probably 12 years ago, 13 years ago. And we've kind of been friends, and all of a sudden, now he works with me again today.
Oh, that's really cool. It all came full circle.
Yeah, totally.
Did you help him get the job because you're friends with him?
In a way, yeah. I said, hey, man, our company's hiring, and because we worked for the same company years ago. And then I said, hey, ours is hiring. We're looking for guys. And at the time, he said, no, I'm happy with my stuff. And then his life changed, and all of a sudden, here he is today working, and we're working together again right now.
Love it.
So it's
besties.
Good.
Look at
cute.
You, hey. Look at you, Todd, hey. Bringing people together, getting the community involved. Hey, all around nice guy.
So all in all, how many years have you been friends with this guy then?
I think it was about 14 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Somewhere in there, we started our stuff together. So, pretty cool.
Bravo. Bravo, my friend. Well, listen, you might just be in the running for the dude and a half of the day. I mean, that's pretty good.
Sweet. I'm in there.
Okay.
Good.
Todd, we appreciate you, my friend.
All right. Thanks, you guys. Have a good one.
You too.
As well.
Bye.
See you, bud.
All right. Bye-bye.
Oh, I can tell that you're mad. And I ain't half surprised about that since the day that we met. It's always who cuts first and never who bleeds last. Rumors always turn into yelling and fighting. And once it's in your mind, only one way you're driving. I know, I'ma take the high road, maybe get gone. Have a little too much, something terrible.
1 minute, you're listening to your favorite country songs on New Country 93.5, and then, yeah, you're up $500.
Oh my God.
Oh my Congratulations, goodness. You're $500 richer.
That's incredible. Thank you so much.
No skill testing questions or anything. We're just going to give you $500 for listening.
The New Country 93.5 Interrupting Cash Cow is making friends and showering cash all over the GTA.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
I will never get tired of people mooing at me.
Where and when she'll pop up next is utterly unpredictable. But if you want a clue, swing by newcountry935.com right now. The Interrupting Cash Cow, making friends with Moolah since, well, now. We're New Country 93.5.
For over 57 years, Green Park Group has consistently built communities that people proudly call home. With over 84,000 units and counting, Green Park's excellence continues to rise to new heights. The next chapter of our legacy unfolds with stunning projects in Vaughan, King City, Georgina, Richmond Hill, Mississauga, and Oshawa. Inspiring the people who bring communities to life. Green Park is the people's builder. See for yourself at greenpark.com.
Who's better than Parks Furniture?
Nobody!
Parks Furniture has Ashley Sobas from $3.99. Who's better than Parks Furniture?
Nobody!
To find the one near you, check us out at parksfurniture.com. Parks Furniture, where smart people shop for furniture since 1943. It's worth the drive to Parks.
Bonus, or go City Smart with the Kicks S front-wheel drive. Just $8.50 a day with $2,899 down. Plus, a $1,200 My Choice bonus. Woodbine Nissan, where innovation ignites excitement.
Come on, it's time to play from hundreds of slots.
Come on.
To all your favorite casino games.
Come on.
We're shouting come on from everywhere in Ontario. The hottest casino games, live tables, exclusive slots, and progressive jackpots that will make you scream come on at comeon.com. Ontario only, must be 19 plus. Please play responsibly. What are you waiting for? Game on. Play on. Come on.
So your employment has been terminated. Hey, bad things happen to good people. So let's talk now and help make things better. We're Monkhouse Law. With our years of employment law experience, you'll know for sure that the termination pay they are offering is actually what you're entitled. If not, we'll help you get it. Let's review your package together, because not talking to us costs you thousands. Connect now at MonkhouseLaw.com. Monkhouse Law. This is where justice lives.
McDonald's summer drink days are back.
Which means it's officially summer. Enjoy your refreshing small Coca-Cola or small iced coffee for just $1 all summer.
Summer's booming with summer drink days. Excludes flavored iced coffee at participating McDonald's in Canada. Taxes extra. Prices exclude delivery.
Hey, can we talk? It's me, your top drawer here. What is this? Is this bra from the 90s? Did your mom lend you this? It's time you freshen me up with the perfect bra from my top drawer. They fit sizes AA to O. You'll feel supported and actually comfortable. And your clothes are going to fit better. Just, you know, ask the closet. I will be the happiest top drawer in the house.
My top drawer. Burlington, London, Niagara Falls, Simcoe, and Toronto. Or mytopdrawer.com.
We hope you're enjoying your Air Canada flight.
Rocky's vacation, here we come. Whoa, is this economy? Free beer, wine, and snacks. Sweet. Fast free Wi-Fi means I can make dinner reservations before we land. And with live TV, I'm not missing the game. It's kind of like I'm already on vacation. Nice.
On behalf of Air Canada, nice travels.
Wi-Fi available to Aeroplan members on equipped flights. Sponsored by Bell. Conditions apply. See aircanada.com.
Toronto's new country. 93.5.
Prince pulled up a white pickup truck. Her folks should have seen it coming. It was only just a matter of time. I'm plenty old enough, and you can't stop love. all she wrote. Her mama's heart was broke, and that was all she wrote. So the story goes. Now her daddy's in the kitchen staring at the window, scratching and rocking his brain. How could 18 years of stuff and walk away? Our little ponytail girl grown up to be a woman. Now she's gone in a blink of an eye. She left the suds in the bucket and the clothes hanging out on the line. About Sunday morn, nothing quite like this has happened here before. Well, he must have been a looker, a smooth talking son of a gun. You're such a grounded girl, but just up and run. Of course you can't fence time, and you can't stop love. The suds in the bucket and the clothes hanging out on the line. When her prince pulled up a white pickup truck, plenty old enough, and you can't stop love. No, you can't fence time, and you can't stop love.
New Country 93.5. So I guess being in two places over 28 years, and let's just say I have one work friend.
Hey, that's me.
Okay, maybe I have two.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who's the second one?
Maybe three. No, I'm going to go back down to two.
Two?
I mean, that's still a little disturbing, don't you think?
Yeah, the fact that you've been at only two places in your entire career.
Well, no, not in my entire career.
Okay.
The last 28.
Yeah. Still, though. And that, you only have two friends?
Yeah, that I would consider friends.
Yeah.
I would do things outside of here.
Okay. Yeah. Huh.
I'm trying to make it sound better.
I know. I don't think it's working.
Well, how many do you have?
Actually, that's a good point. I don't really want to go down that road. But I have led a very different career than you have in the sense that I've bounced around a lot.
Yeah, you did.
So I have really good friends like when I'm in the moment mm-hmm. at the place.
Yeah, you
but
do.
But if I leave, I don't always...
They're dead.
They're dead to me. No. I just don't always continue the relationship.
A.K.A. They're dead. Okay. Your longest work friend coming up.
I got a side in my rifle. My mama's new boyfriend. Rebinds bottles. Ricky down the road. He resoles Red Wings. Hell, I got a guy for every damn thing. Oh, that ain't exactly what I'm looking for. Cause I'm looking for someone.
for someone who's gonna build it back. But I ain't got a guy for that.
Country evenings. It's the Casey Clark Show.
New Country.
New Country 93.5.
I was way out in a motel town, gassing up, not slowing down. No service and no glove box, Rand McNally. She flashed a sweet tea, coffee, smile at me. An angel trapped in apron strings. So I stayed until that open sign stopped blinking. I said I wanna stay right here, right here, right here. She said if you're leaving, why don't you take me? And I got lost in her eyes. I was losing my mind. Like the sun runs into summer. Seasons change, we're just front porch kissing like it's going out of style. Let's stay right here, right here, right here. All the crazy places she takes me. And I got lost in her eyes. I was losing my mind. Like the sun runs into summer. You don't leave the kind of feeling. You don't leave the kind of feeling that I found. You don't leave the kind of feeling. You don't leave the kind of feeling. You don't leave the kind of feeling that I found. And I got lost in her eyes. I was losing my mind. Like the sun runs into summer.
Toronto's New Country, 93.5. Asking you, who is your oldest work friend? That could be somebody that you met through work, but don't work any longer with them, and or you have them around to this day.
Yeah, and who would that be for you?
That would be Ricker. There's Ricker, Carlock, Colin, and me. Mm-hmm. We have a group called BIG. It stands for Big Idea Group. We have all these big ideas. Don't do anything with them.
Oh, okay.
Like zero.
And you guys have named yourself?
Yeah, we did. We're our club. It's a club.
Cool.
BIG
Really club. Awesome.
Yeah. We're grown, man. We need that.
Okay. I was going to ask to be a part of it, but I don't want to.
No girls allowed. No,
okay. We have cooties. I get it. It's fine.
The BIGs. BIGs coming in large. I guess it would be because it is
big.
Literally big. So, see, it all works. I've been friends with Rick, and I see him on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Since 96.
No way.
Yeah.
Okay, that's pretty hefty. That's good. 96. That's a long
He's probably
work friend.
One of the oldest friends I have.
Yeah.
Like, I have high school buddies, but I haven't seen in years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right, where I see Rick every other weekend.
Yeah, and whether you want to or not.
Whether I want to or not. When we have our BIG meetings.
That was very successful and important meeting.
Lots of ideas.
Big ideas, if you will.
Big ideas. Yeah. And we're all in a group. So BIG.
That's so...
BIG RIP.
Okay.
Sometimes we do that, too. Angela, oldest friend. Work friend.
I have a couple of friends that I worked with when I was younger, when I first was waitressing, that I'm still friends with. So I was probably 19 and I'm 43 now.
Okay, whoa.
Okay.
Yeah, so they are longtime friends, I think. But all my close girlfriends that aren't from work, we've been friends since elementary.
So you are in it for the long haul for the most part.
You're a long hauler friend.
Okay.
Man, what a hell of a year it's been. Keep on bluffing, but I just can't win. Drown my sorrows, but they learn to swim. Man, what a hell of a year it's been. Head in a bottle, put my heart in a case. Head's getting harder to act my age. Play a sad song on a tiny violin for the man at the bar confessing his sins. I need some good news. Send me sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through, but the devil ain't walking my shoes. Wish someone told me living this life would be lonely, trying to get away. Keeps knocking, but I just stay home. I ain't picking no flowers from the seeds that I've sown. They say it gets darker when you're coming on down. Still looking for the right at the end of my wrongs. At the end of my wrongs. I need some good news. Send me sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going. Sitting on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through. Bet the devil wouldn't walk in my shoes. Wish someone told me living this life would be lonely. Trying to get away from the old me. Still stuck singing these blues. All I really need is a little good news. All I really need is a little. Something bring me back to the middle. All I really need is a little good.
New Country.
Your country station.
93.5.
Turn it up.
I
We've been swimming in a river in the daylight, that's for sure. Sat up on a tailgate and rode shotgun before. But trust me when I tell you, girl, there's so much more you missed. 'Cause you ain't never done it like this. Getting down in a truck bed. If you tell me yours, maybe I can show you what the hood is for. You pushed the limits, tasted honey on your lips, but you ain't never done it like this. Getting down in a truck bed, skinny dipping, make a move to red. Fogging up the windows with the midnight kiss.
Turning it up, Northern style. The new country top 100 Canadian countdown. Vote now for the songs you love and want to hear at newcountry935.com. Then listen July 1st as Terry Clark and Paul Brandt count them down. The new country top 100 Canadian countdown. Only on New Country 93.5.
At Hyundai, we want to make buying a car as simple and convenient as possible. That's why this Sunday, May 25th, select Hyundai dealers are opening their doors an extra day for you. You'll get up to $750 off select in-stock vehicles and enjoy low lease and finance rates on our models. This Sunday will be one to remember. So come in and get behind the wheel of your brand new Hyundai. Conditions apply. Visit HyundaiCanada.com or your local participating dealer for this limited time event.
Hey, nice job, Pete. I like those clean lines. Fellas, do we have anyone that can get to Greenport today?
At Corey's Landscaping, the staffing plan is in the weeds.
Anthony, we need that leaf blower over here.
Three more new customer requests just came in.
Who wants to work some overtime?
He needs to dig up quality landscapers and fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/claim now and get $100 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
There are very few things that you can be certain of in life, but you can always be sure the sun will rise each morning. You can bet your bottom dollar that you'll always need air to breathe and water to drink. And, of course, you can rest assured that with Public Mobile's 5G subscription phone plans, you'll pay the same thing every month. With all of the mysteries that life has to offer, a few certainties can really go a long way. Subscribe today for the peace of mind you've been searching for. Public Mobile. Different is calling.
Some people say we're herb obsessed. And you know what? They're right. Hi, I'm Caitlin from St. Francis Herb Farm. Before we grew into Canada's largest organic producer of herbal remedies, our passion was helping our family and friends. And our herbal products work so well, why not help every Canadian family? From allergy relief and sleep support to immune support and more, as nature intended. Find us at your favorite local health food store and at stfrancisherbfarm.com. It's healthy living from the ground up.
Hope springs eternal at Monte Carlo Inns. Proudly Canadian and dedicated to comfort and value, Monte Carlo Inns offers newly renovated suites and full-service event spaces across southern Ontario. Whether for business or a well-deserved getaway, guests experience hands-on hospitality and quality accommodations. Book a stay today and save at MonteCarloInns.com. Monte Carlo, your home away from home.
This is New Country 93.5, CFXJFM, a Stingray radio station.
The warm weather is finally here. This summer, we invite you to explore Canada on your new Sea-Doo or Can-Am model. Hi, I'm Jean-Luc Lemire from Energy Power Sports. Sea-Doos are all on sale with financing starting at 0% and Can-Am side-by-sides with rebates of up to $5,000 off. You prefer to keep it on road? How about Can-Am Rikers starting at $8,999 plus tax and license or financing starting at 1.99%? Visit us at Energy Power Sports in Oakville today and let us help you find your new ride.
It's here. It's the season of F-Sport at Lexus on the Park. And your chance to get behind the wheel of a 2025 Lexus RX 350 all-wheel drive. Track-born, road-ready, and waiting for you. Now you can lease yours from Lexus on the Park, starting as low as 2.9% for 24 months. Details at lexusonthepark.ca or visit in person at 1075 Leslie Street, just north of Eglinton.
These days, yeah, they say I live too fast to settle down. Truth is, I just ain't about these games they all play. Wanna find something stronger than the whiskey. Oh, I've tried, but every time I feel it kiss me, I keep coming up empty. Honest eyes, it just ain't gonna lead to lonely nights. Even when she's up against me, I don't know why. It feels like there's nobody with me, and I'm still empty. I just wanna love somebody.
New Country 93.5.
Sasha's info dump.
Do you know what mouth taping is? Have you heard about this trend? Oh, do you do it?
My wife tries it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. You know, I actually first saw this idea of mouth taping on Netflix's Love is Blind.
Okay.
Because one of the guys on the show did it, and then, you know, he got together with a woman and she was like, what are you doing? Yeah, but it's taking over TikTok and other social medias right now. You're not supposed to use really intense tape, by the way. You know, it's usually just masking tape or like painter's tape because you don't want to like seal your mouth shut completely. But the idea behind it is to force you to breathe through your nose and hopefully you'll sleep a little bit better and you'll snore less.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that's perhaps
trying to control your breathing for sure.
Yes. So although it seems like a cute little like harmless thing to try, even though it's a little bit strange, doctors are saying, just so you know, if you're not sleeping well or you have problems like sleep apnea and you're snoring a ton, there may be bigger problems afoot.
Sure.
And a piece of tape is not going to help. So if it's really, really that bad, you should, you know, go to a sleep doctor or a sleep clinic and try and get to the root of the problem.
I imagine you could use one of those, like, remember the hairdresser tape? They would put over your forehead.
Yes.
And then that would give a line so you can cut bangs and take it back off.
Right.
Kind of like you could use that tape.
Yeah, just something that's pretty, like not overly sticky. Cause I would just get so freaked out. The reason why I haven't tried it, I don't think I really need to.
Right.
But, I would be so terrified of waking up in the middle of the night and just feeling like I couldn't open my mouth.
Like masking tape. Maybe that's too much.
Yeah. Duct tape is definitely too much.
Duct tape, masking tape, like, you know, that's what I meant, is duct tape.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't do that.
Cause that's nice. Or, you know, electrical tape.
No.
Packing tape. Like that's.
That you wrap around your head. Yeah. Way too much.
Too much.
I'm also kind of worried if I did it, cause my cat sleep in my bed. I would just worry that I'd wake up and there would be cat hair all over
stuck everything? Oh yeah, that's right.
And then I would really have
two way tape. That's all you have?
Yeah. I only have two way tape.
So you're like, well, this is all I'm going to try it.
That'd be a really bad idea. The pillow would be stuck to my face.
Yuck.
No, it's no good. That's your info dump.
I don't want to talk about your city lights, living like uptown, downtown, not a star in the sky. Backyards like I'm big, make you want to buy a ring. Not much in the sticks, but we got everything. Cornfed, cornbread, it's the high. What I said, you know I like girls, just a rolling down country roads. You can leave me where the green grass grows, but I know everybody. Yeah, small town living is a life for me. It's a life for me. It's a life for me. Small town living is a life for me. It's right for me. It's right for me. Small town living is a life for me. What you know about four wheeling in the mouth skirts? What you know about getting raised on that good dirt? What you know about a bonfire on a cold night? What you know about making out in some headlights? Farm bread, truck bed, sipping hot life. I said what I said. You know I like love, just a rolling down country roads. You can leave me where the green grass grows, but I know everybody. Yeah, small town living is a life for me. I'm home when I'm riding by fields of gold.
You're listening to the fresh spring sounds of New Country.
Cut me loose and caught herself a somewhere wind. I haven't heard a word and haven't seen her since. She disappeared quicker than this double shot of gin. Cause everybody at the bar started asking,
how's your girl?
She ain't my girl.
Where's she been?
I ain't quite sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know. George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas. She might be down in Georgia at her mama's for the week. Could be Carolina, California, something's telling.
New Country.
New Country.
93.5.
We were one drag off a cigarette. No, we didn't smoke, but we wanted to be cool. We were small town kids, all vintage. Just a couple hallway famous fools. We were way overconfident. We were in love and loving it. We were radio junkies, throwback country, suckers for the old school. I'm thinking about those days, these days. I'm thinking about the 98 Chevrolet. Pink IDs, low-key and dive bars. The backstreet, backseat, and park cars. I'm thinking about breakfast, midnight, those matching tattoos, and goodbyes. Do you think about those days, these days, baby? Take you back to 17. Every time you smell sunscreen, baby, do you see me dancing on a Bama beach? Do you smile at the thought of it? Do you ever just reminisce? Do you see an old photo? Wish it was more than just another TBT. I'm thinking about those days, these days. I'm thinking about a 98 Chevrolet. Big IDs, low-key in dive bars. The backstreet, backseat, and park cars. I'm thinking about breakfast, midnight, those matching tattoos, and goodbye.
What up, Canada? It's Bailey Zimmerman. When I'm in your country, I find my country on New Country. Let's go. This is where it ends. I've been down a few broken roads that I'm trying to mend. But this is where it ends. And I'm breaking down. You were lying when you said that you were trying to work things out. But now I'm broken down. Went to battle for you always. Fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. Like a jet plane on a clear blue sky. Some came shining down on all of your lies. I got too much pride to let that happen again. So this is where it ends. Bury all your memories. Couldn't see what everybody sees. A red flag said I should have walked out that door. Went to battle for you always. Fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. And like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, some came shining down on all of your lies. I got too much pride to let that happen again. So this is where it ends. But this is where it ends. Showed me what true love should it be. I found myself the second I gave up on us. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. Like a jet plane on a clear blue sky. Sun came shining down. I know that you're lies. I got too much pride. So this is where it ends.
Back to my soundtrack.
The soundtrack to your life.
It's like they hacked my Spotify.
My music.
My new country.
New country.
93.5.
Wouldn't find me as a heartbreaker, but I've said a few goodbyes. I'd make a promise, but I know later I'm bound to change my mind. Depending on the weather I'm going, and hell, baby, nobody knows when. Yeah, if it was a different time, might have been different in a different life. Maybe that plane wouldn't ever take off. Maybe that dust wouldn't fly up dry. Maybe that tumbleweed in me wouldn't leave every other sunrise. Maybe I'd settle down digging some roots. Find me a farmhouse. Find me you. Maybe I wouldn't be already gone again if it weren't for the wind. I wouldn't stay wondering what's out there. I wouldn't saddle up on the breeze. I wouldn't disappear out of thin air. I could put down these wings. Rolling in.
It's New Country, 93.5.
Minute to win it.
All right. Minute to win it. 10 questions. 60 seconds.
Let's go.
Hanging out with us is Tracy. Tracy, you ready to go?
I am.
All right. I think what we're going to do for you today, Trace, is we're going to play the passable version of Minute to Win It, which means if there's a question you do not automatically have an answer for, use the word pass, and if we have enough time, we'll get back to those pass questions. But may I remind you that the first answer you give us will be the answer we take, all right?
Fair enough.
All right.
Okay, here we go. Tracy, timer will start after I finish reading the first question. What sport is played at the Rogers Cup in Canada?
Pass.
What sitcom features three guys and three ladies living in New York City?
Friends.
What superhero is Tony Stark?
Pass.
How many nickels would you need to make 60 cents?
30. Oh.
Oh, I just pass.
Pass. How many players are on the ice for one hockey team at full strength?
One, two, three, seven.
Pass. That's a pass.
What two ingredients make a typical mimosa?
Pass. I don't drink. Oh, my goodness.
All right.
In what city would you find the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Toronto.
Pass.
Yeah.
Which fast food chain would you order the double down?
I'm never phoning in again.
Yeah, don't stop that. Stop that. That's my mom, Linda.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
She's a single mom, six kids. Always says that to me when stuff like this happens. Mm-hmm. So you pass on a few things. What sport is played at the Rogers Cup in Canada?
That's tennis.
It's tennis. Mm-hmm. That's what we were looking for. Superhero. What superhero is Tony Stark?
That's Iron Man.
Yeah. How many nickels would you need to make 60 cents?
12.
That was 12.
30
how many
was close?
30 was, yeah. How many players are on the ice for one hockey team at full strength? You said 15 or what did you say?
Seven.
Seven.
Which was close.
Yeah.
Very close.
We were looking for the number six.
Yeah.
And what two ingredients make a typical mimosa? Champagne and
orange juice.
Yeah.
Or some type of juice,
yeah.
Really.
And the city that, has the,
I'm so glad I didn't give my last name.
Well, that's okay. No,
no. No, you're all good.
And the last one, in what city would you find the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? That would be Cleveland, Ohio, mm-hmm. of all places.
I know,
oh,
right?
Never.
No, yeah. And you know what? It's such a bizarre place to put the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
It is. But you know what, Tracy? You nailed the sitcom featuring three guys and
yeah.
three ladies living in New York City. So take that to the bank. You were right with friends.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So you know what? That's pretty good.
You are both too kind.
You got it going on, girl. Don't worry about it.
You know what? I'm going to leave it next time to somebody who knows a whole lot more than I do.
Oh, Tracy, you're fine. You're fine.
I'm good with that.
Okay. Well, listen, we appreciate you taking the time to play with us, though.
While I was driving, even.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, don't tell us that.
Legally,
oh,
no, legally.
Safely,
okay.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Tracy, you have yourself a great day.
Thanks,
see you, Trace.
Tracy.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, how you been? I ain't seen you since last summer. I'm doing good as I look. Have you heard from her? I heard she took a new job out in Colorado. She's moving out there in a couple weeks from tomorrow. I bet she won't, but if she asks if I'm back on my feet, you didn't hear it from me, but my coffee's full of whiskey, my bed's been staying empty. Odds are 50-50 if I call her tonight. Every song I hear's about her, I'm losing it without her. I ain't slept an hour the last 3 nights. You can tell her all my friends are getting worried about me. Tell her I ain't overheard the word on the street. Moving on, I'm nowhere near it, but you didn't hear it from me. Say you heard it from my buddies or the bartender, that I've been on a